Everybody's drinking. How come the front row ain't got no drinks? What the hell happened here? You got to get the front row some drinks. You white people ain't drinking? Because if it was black people with no drinks, they'd be raising hell right now. See, white people are just so patient. Black people, hey, motherfucker! I've been here half hour, my shit ain't here yet. Everybody drinking, having a good time? I like drinking people. Drinking people are the best people. You sober sons of bitches, kiss my black ass. I can't stand no club soda, Perrier ordering piece of shit. Anybody that pays $4 for a glass of water is a dumb motherfucker. I love drinking people because, you know, you talk to a sober person, every time you talk to them, they talk about the same damn thing. At least drunk people change the subject. Well, they got to. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about anyway. And I like to loan money to drinking people because you loan money to a drunk man, you can get paid back 4 or 5 times. Just catch him drunk and say, hey, you got that 20 you owe me? I thought I paid you. No, you didn't pay me. Give me my shit right now. Okay. Anybody here besides me gone to bed so drunk when you wake up you're surprised you're still alive? Now you got a big ring of white crusty shit on your lip. You gotta scrape it off with your thumbnail. Mouth is all dry, feel like you've been drinking hot dog water. You ever made that mistake? Come home, think your wife made some chicken broth. You take a big swig, you go, ha! The inside of your mouth is coated for 2 weeks. I'm talking so drunk you slept in your clothes. On the floor. You get up, you got rug prints in your face. Pack of cigarettes in every pocket. And you don't even smoke. Dude. Whose shit is this? It happens to me a lot. I get drunk, man. You know when you get shit faced like that and you get home? What's the first thing on your mind when you're drunk, when you're home? Okay, second thing. Tuna sandwich would take care of both your problems. You get hungry, you want to eat something, right? But you can't cook drunk. You try to cook, you might burn your house down. Because you do dumb shit when you're drunk. You'll fry oatmeal. You will. Sit down, honey. I ain't got time to boil this. I'm fucked up. You want some of these oatmeal pancakes? I'll fix 2 for me and 2 for you. I came home about 2 weeks ago, damn near horizontal. You know how you lean into shit when you fucked up? I'm stepping over invisible shit. I was so drunk. I ordered $3,000 worth of junk from that home shopping club. And I was hungry too. So I had a great big old 5-pound brick of Velveeta cheese. And you know when you're home drunk, the last thing on your mind, you're not concerned with being neat. You don't really give a shit. I wasn't like leaning, you know, slicing the cheese and getting some crackers and putting it on a plate. Man, I was leaning over the sink, shoving it in. I had cheese up on my eyebrow. And I've been feeling kind of sluggish ever since. Cheese don't move quite like it should. You could put a quart of prune juice on top of cheese. It ain't going nowhere. Just stuck there, huh? 2-3 days. Every once in a while you hear. And cheese eating late at night is dangerous, ain't it? Man, shit, they ought to put a warning label on cheese. That's the stuff dreams is made of, man. Caution, do not consume after 12, you drunk son of a bitch. I had a terrible nightmare after eating that cheese. I dreamed I was white. See, some of y'all didn't laugh like you think that's what black people sit around wishing they was white. That's a goddamn lie. That's some frightening shit, boy. Let me tell you why it scared me so bad. In this dream, I had on a three-piece pinstripe, shitty-looking suit. Had on some wingtip shoes. I was sitting behind a desk. Must have had a job, I don't know. Had my calculator in my hand and I was balancing my checkbook. Nobody laughed. Let me explain this joke to you people. Black people, as a rule, do not balance a checkbook. We got checks, and we got money. Especially on the weekend. Gone right, it ain't nobody gonna know the Monday.